Headlines.
I'm Steve Miller reporting. With a midnight Thursday deadline pending, the House of Representatives voted mostly along party lines Tuesday night to approve a spending bill that would fund the Pentagon for the remainder of the current fiscal year, but fund domestic programs for just 6 weeks. Democrats signaled their intent to block the House bill in the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We're making real progress on a spending deal that would increase the caps for both military and middle-class priorities on the domestic side that Democrats have been fighting for.
U.S. government funding has been extended 4 times since late last year and is set to expire once again Thursday. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Wednesday that Washington would soon announce new tough sanctions to persuade North Korea to abandon its nuclear and missile programs.
The United States and Japan will continue to confront the most dangerous threat in the Indo-Pacific, the rogue regime in North Korea.
Pence promised the United States and its allies, including Japan, would keep maximum pressure on Pyongyang until it took steps towards complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization. Rescue workers Wednesday tried to free people trapped after a strong earthquake near Taiwan's east coast caused several buildings to cave in and tilt dangerously. At least 6 people were killed and 76 could not be contacted following the quake. Videos and photos showed several mid-sized buildings in the worst-hit Hualien County leaning at sharp angles, their lowest floors crushed into mangled heaps of concrete, glass, and iron and other debris. Firefighters climbed ladders hoisted against windows to reach residents inside apartments. The government is now reporting an additional 5.7 magnitude earthquake off the East Coast. This is VOA News. Tuesday, Polish President Andrzej Duda signed a bill into law